29. To his brother Mikhail. Semipalatinsk, May the 9th, 1859. At first, he talks of his leave, which had been granted so long ago as March the 18th, but of which nothing was known in Semipalatinsk till May, and of business matters. You always write me such tidings as, for example, that Goncharov has got 7,000 rubles for his novel, and that Katkov, from whom I now demand 100 rubles a sheet, has offered to Genev 4,000 rubles for his House of Gentlefolk, which means 400 rubles a sheet. I have read Turgenev's novel at last. It is extraordinarily good. My friend, I know very well that I don't write as well as Turgenev. Still, the difference is really not so great, and I hope in time to write quite as well as he does. Why do I, then, in my need, allow myself to get only 100 rubles a sheet, while Turgenev, who has 2,000 serfs, gets 400 rubles? I am poor, and so must write in greater haste, and for money. Consequently, I have to spoil everything I do. Here follow considerations upon the terms which Dostoevsky thinks of offering to Kashelov, editor of the Ruskaya Slova. I am now finishing a story for Katkov, Stepanchik of a village. It has got quite long, 14 or 15 sheets. I have already delivered 3/4 of it. The rest I shall send in the beginning of June. Now listen, Misha. This story has, of course, great faults and is, above all, extravagantly long. But I am perfectly certain that it has also the greatest merits and is my best work. I have been 2 years writing it, with an interruption in the middle when I wrote Uncle's Dream. The beginning and the middle are decently worked out, but the end was written in great haste. Still, I have put my whole soul, my flesh and blood, into it. I will not say that I have therein expressed my whole self. That would be nonsense. I have much more to say. And there is, in this story, far too little of the human, that is, the passionate element, as exemplified, for instance, in A House of Gentlefolk. But on the other hand, it shows forth two colossal types, which I have been working at and polishing for 5 whole years. They are, as I believe, faultlessly drawn, wholly Russian types, and such as have been hitherto insufficiently studied in Russian literature. I know not whether Katkov will be able to appreciate the book, but if it is coldly received by the public, I shall really despair. On this novel I build my highest hopes, and above all, that of the certainty of my literary vocation. Henceforth, the topic again is money.